And now, a fanfic reading.
Once upon a time, fuck a duck on top of a buck, I did suck, good luck Chuck, but not under muck.
Oh hi, said the happy duckling. He had an erection with a cluck in the box, then Sonic rolled in and fucked the duck's erection passionately, but not too fast, or he would jelly.
Sonic, WTF in my fanfic. But then, oop, MC Gamer had a baby, and then pills. Lots and lots of bills here. Need an erection dispenser here, like a Pez erecting a dispenser.
Then the dispenser was traded for 2.33 refined, said Francis Passionateer, who was dressed for Jess' success.
Sonic was pleased with himself, and the refined was used to make Fuck Me Rightly, but Sonic still had more to do. Fuck me rightly, fuck me tightly.
Sonic finished pleasing himself in the box, in the box. So he ordered Bolero in the box. And Bolero came quickly, as always, in the box.
Fuck me, said Nick's thick dick stick. Do me in the butthole. Why don't we do it in the butthole out of the box?
But then Snake was like, not in my box, Bolero. I want to see your peacock. Caress me with your Cupid's chokehold.
Fuck everything!
MC Gamer was not amused. So Bolero, covered in Sonic and Snake's semen and his own blood, was thrown out of the box into MC Gamer's lap. So he said, no more glasses. And knowing is half the battle. But it's the wrong half. The mix of semen and blood was so arousing, everyone jizzed simultaneously. And all was good. Then the human centipede appeared and rubbed his tits with butter and controllers. But is the cock black or white? The mixture was put into a turkey baster, and I got aroused from Brad's prose. But that was not all.
Let me have your turkey, baby.
And Steph became pregnant with quinquad triplets.
Fuck me again, gently.
That's hot. Everywhere was a fuck. But none did I have. Steph then came babies, one after another, like flowing water out of a liver pool. They were everywhere. 400 babies. We named all of them Thano and then combined them into a massive Thanos. 400 Kenyan babies with power thirst. https://www.powerthirst.ca/, and sold them to the shoe store for 50% off. Babies make great shoes, but the shoe store manager just wanted to get fucked by Sonic.
Nigga, I'm just trying to get my penguin dick wet. In case you didn't know, bitch, I got that pin swag.
You're too slow, Sonic said.
And now an advertisement. That's a great deal. With real Staghorn, you just don't get quality like this. And now back to a regular scheduled reading. Someone fucked Bolero some more, but this was a lie. As we all know, Bolero can orgasm at 3 times the speed of light. His jizz travels across the galaxy and impregnates the alien species. Then a bitch claimed Bolero shot some shit up out of his dick, but that was just a shoe store manager fucking him so hard his shit was forced out of his dick. And then the babies had panda children and they grew 10 feet tall.
Panda children?
Better lay low. And then they shuffled on and on. And on. Suddenly, there came a point in one man's life
when he knew what to do. Then the cutter Strap-On entered the scene and said feces was exposed to Panna's 10-feet children, and a poo fight of epic proportions ensued till the knight was young again.
Fuck me, good cutter. Cut that fag. Brace for impact, said the Neo Baby. Cut it clean, nigga. She's gonna blow.
Cutter tried and failed to break some CDs while he was being fucked by all 400 Thanos. His dick had a special quality to it, for he was Mr. Fantastic from the Fantastic Four.
Oh yes, very elastic to say the least, said Bolero, even though no one was fucking him. Should I be worried? Asked Bolero's vagina. No, said Bolero's penis.
He has both, in case you didn't understand.
Bolero's vagina suddenly realized it was the first sentient genitalia along with his penis.
So it really was the second.
So it plotted to destroy the penis. And then the hijackers came in turbans, and George Bush fucked them to death with his Dick Cheney forever. A bone.
Suddenly, Obama-niqua. Obama was pleased.
Fight my children, middle class, I ain't got nothing. I'm coming with them.
He took national banks and said, here I come, occupy my dick, bitch.
He was so pleasured, he let George Bush go on top.
Stroke of genius,
said the newly formed Obamaska. And when America became Unit 2, the bane of Thanos' existence was born. His leathery hands felt like heaven on his slimy pussy. Willow and Obama Asuka was the pilot. Thus was the beginning of Giant Panna Children's Impact. Obama Asuka then challenged Sonic to a speed off and immediately came with the force of 10,000 suns. But whom was Ray? Rick Perry was there to cock-block him while reciting his favorite poem.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Fuck me harder so I can come on your face too.
Ray made sweet, sweet love to Brad, and Ray Perry was now Thanos' only salvation. Sinji felt sad, so he whined. He loved his poetry, Misato Bachman.
Enter Michelle Bachman. Michelle Bachman exits. Bachman was secretly a man. Who knew? She wanted nothing more than the great big Obama cock in her eye.
Ray made sweet love to Brad.
My boobs, will they expand? Brad, me to the moon! Stop the fanfic great balls and let me fuck among the stars! Of Panna, and let me play among the balls, and let me ride upon his dick.
And so the stars decided to fuck too. And that's the one single O2, not the double O2, and whatever. But this was a problem because of gravity and shit. What is gravity? And then Kiss for Rose began playing.
Fucking Brad magnets, Batman cried. I am the table.
I am the table, James Hetfield echoed from Lou Reed's bedroom.
Manly Christian Bale cries, shit came from the heavens and the gods said this was good, so Jesus got on a stripper pole and sang Tim Town Girls. Suddenly AIDS wiped out 100%, that's the entire thing, of the African-American population. Batman threw dollar bills at Jesus, and Thanos was pleased, so pleased.
I cut my tits and legs off at the thought of you.
All Thanos was pleased simultaneously at this thought. Can I have those tits?
Today, there was a slight chance of clouds, meatballs, and hairy drains filled with cum.
My nipple threw a party in delight. Delight from a man named McGamer McDwight.
I can top that. No one can.
His mom was being a bitch again, of course.
I can top you, said Naked Snake. Nothing more would more pleasure than 4 nights of solid Metal Gear.
Curses. So we sent Bolero to satisfy her. Clearly, this was a mistake.
And then David Chaos returned from the wrestling rink.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, you can see my big boss. I got a solid snake for you. It's got poison and fangs.
But Snake was like, not in my box, JB.
Bolero nudes like Sapphire Naked. But then Cauliflower burst in and said,
I want to be loved, so fuck me, kind giants.
George Clooney entered the ring with a throbbing, red, hot vagina, waiting to be fucked. Cutter was the first to enter, but far from the last. Batman fucked Clooney, but Obama would not be topped.
Meow.
Michelle Bachman. I just clooned everywhere, guys. He grabbed that politician dick and raped it to high heavens. Back to the not America he was born in. Can love bloom on the battlefield? Love can bloom up your ass. So he told George Bush to become George Clooney, and so they would win, and he did, and 'twas great, but who could stop Super Bachman? Then Bolero started to dance, and everyone was aroused. Only the most homoerotic love you can imagine. War never changes. Part 2. This is fucking long! Anyways, then Batman punched a shark and winked.
But how many cocks I want in my mouth does?
Strippers in New Vegas said,
New Vegas cops up my ass, swirling around. All the ones that you can find are okay with me.
I want to know what love is. Kawaii day, Stasu,
said MC Gamer.
Can you show me?
What is love? Screamed MC Mick to the heavens.
MC became a god of sex and passion. A cum god. It's the ratio of how many dicks can fit in a mouth to the diameter of the dicks. Massive gaping vag. Then God said it was not good, so he made himself double wide and made the vaginas half as wide. McLord Lavis creations double the pain, double the pleasure. MC's the temptress at the late night stripper pole, just like Ray in this piece, Thanos. He covered the entire universe in cum. The precious resource we refer to as water on our planet. His dried cum reverted to LCL. My power. My pleasure. My pain, baby.
McLord was pleased, so he coated himself in ceremonial gallons of cum. Then Angel Bolero fucked him, and the Great Seal gangbang of 2011 began. It lasted for eons, just like this fucking fanfic. Justin Bieber enters the scene, only to be stripped and tackled by Rick Perry in seconds. And he created Nintendo so that he would have Zelda to understand his human self.
God's up my asshole! All's right with my body!
MC fucked up with Zelathon's cock. This penis was knocked erect.
Rick Perry fucked the Beeb so hard, his intestines started coming out of his eye sockets. And Bolero continued to suck McCock and make it come 24/7 until the dawn of man, where he knew he wanted to be a dancer. And it was a sad day in Ponyville, but Herman Cain came out of nowhere and said, 999, but am I Hitler? Rainbow Dash can never be his lover, a rape dancer, dance for money, oh no, oh no, oh 909, oh 909. Then rape, I'm a tablet. Now buy, dance for mercy. Oh yes, 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 yes. I'm the dancer of fate. These 10 stories are. And then it was garbage day. I am the garbage. I am the walrus. I am the table.
Coo-coo-ka-choo. I'm the narwhal, the refrain. Oh yes, said MC Gamer as he penetrated his human self, and then it was alright, so he said, why not have it be better? So it was, and there was chocolate cum everywhere, swimming in the ocean of God's cum. Master of fucking, he's coming again, Steph ate the chocolate, pulling his prostate, and MC Gamer greedily drank the chocolate semen. He said it was good. But then the chocolate was too much. Was Kuwaru. Notepad.jpeg. The angel Bolero saw this and came. He came strawberry, he went kaboom. And it mixed perfectly with the chocolate. So all 400 Thanos drank it. And like his demo man counterpart, the grime was gone. And chocolate semen burst everywhere, all the way to the penis. One Thanos for every Ray clone. But he forgot Obama Masama, so Obama came up and said, BAM! When do I get the fuck Nick? And he was scarred, so he hid underneath Mario. And then Bolero hit puberty. The end. And Sonic was cool with that. God's up my asshole, my body's not ready, and then Rick Perry fucked the world into oblivion. Nope, yep. Finn, done. Lol, no, end transmission. Sonic was cool at Snake, and we're done. I'm not fucking kidding this time. I'm done with this stupid...